A word for you from Psalm 33 verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I've usually taken this to mean the country, like our country, or some other country where they acknowledge God and the Constitution. But here is a completely different angle written by Mr. Ryle. I usually don't use other people's devotions, but in this case he has written it so beautifully, I can't improve on it. He says, "There is a nation in the earth whose geographical boundaries are not charted on any map or model globe, whose government is not recognized in any Congress or House of Parliament, whose flag flies not at the United Nations building in New York, and whose king is not invited to any summit meetings with other heads of state. The citizens of this nation are distinguished from other citizens of all other countries, in that they are uniquely related to one another. As brothers and sisters, it is a tribal nation. It has the finest educational system in the earth, affording each of its citizens such opportunities of learning that even the most simple of its students excel in wisdom beyond the chief scholars of other countries. Its military is second to none, by far surpassing all others in superiority of weaponry. This nation has an economic structure unmatched by any. The combined resources total in the hundreds, in the thousands of billions of dollars. There is no need to balance the budget, for there is no national debt. There are no taxes imposed upon the people, for there is no need. Everyone gives freely of his substance to help maintain the cost of government. Its political structure is unique in all the history of governed nations. It has a king, who is dearly loved and personally known by every single citizen. He is just in all his rulings, loving in all his ways, and right in all his affairs. There are no votes taken, for there are no disagreements to settle. Every man sees eye to eye. All stand firm in one spirit and in one mind. Socially, this nation enjoys the peace known by no other country, yet coveted by all. This nation is the wealthiest, healthiest, happiest, wisest, most peaceful, strongest, and securest nation in all the history of the world, and it shall abide as such forevermore. It is the holy nation. It is the kingdom of God. It is society as God planned it to be all along. It is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are welcomed in its warm embrace."